And apparently, somebody subsequently researched a book to find out what had happened to this aircraft, because it was a bit of a mystery. Apparently, this lone aircraft had come over, and it had passed over the Isle of Wight, and it had been changing direction, and people couldn't understand what it was doing. The suspicion was that they were photographing installations ashore and all parts of the New Forest and that, to see where the all the build-up for D-Day was taking place. In point of fact, as a result of the researching for the book, the author found that what had really happened was that this aircraft had been on its way from an airfield somewhere in the south of France to an airfield in the north of France in order to take some equipment and some mechanics on board to service aircraft, presumably. There was a thick mist at the time, and the aircraft had actually lost its way, and without them realising it, they'd crossed over the channel. And they were looking for somewhere, this airfield in north of France, when actually they were over the Isle of Wight and the New Forest.